This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. A driver involved in a crash that killed a lesbian couple's unborn child has been granted bail. Amrik Singh Tind was overtaking a car when he hit a four-wheel drive that then smashed into the car carrying the 34-week pregnant driver, her de facto wife and two stepdaughters. All four were injured in the crash, as was the driver of the four-wheel drive. The couple's unborn baby daughter died in her mother's womb. The tragic incident happened December 27 last year.
The New South Wales government continues to come under fire for its decision to rule out adoption by same-sex couples. Despite an inquiry finding gay and lesbian parents are in the best interests of children, Community Services Minister Linda Burney has told the ABC there simply isn't enough community support to change the law.
Discussion needs to continue. I do want further community education and understanding around this issue, because at the end of the day, it is about a child growing up in a loving, caring relationship.
Currently, single men and women who are same-sex attracted are allowed to adopt in New South Wales. However, couples can only foster. The debacle is causing a stir for the gay and lesbian rights lobby, which says it's discrimination and that a national approach to the issue is desperately needed.
William H. May, creator and producer of the Walking with Dinosaurs arena show, has died. May, aged 56, died in St. Vincent's Hospital of complications from pneumonia. In his professional life, May worked with his business and life partner of 37 years, Malcolm Cook. Together, they produced over 40 productions in Australia and overseas, including The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Boswell for the Defence and The Hobbit. May's funeral was celebrated at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne.
A leading advocacy group for same-sex parents has dismissed fears by doctors that new access to IVF in Victoria for lesbians will stretch the system. The Age reports that some clinics have felt delays of up to 6 weeks caused by the influx of same-sex couples and single mums wanting treatment. But Love Makes a Family campaign says assisted reproductive technologies have been on offer to lesbians interstate for years, and the claims by doctors are exaggerated.
Around 1 in 4 gay men are suffering feelings of anxiety or depression and are generally becoming more unhappy due to a growing drug culture. That's according to a new survey that shows many respondents feel that not enough action is being done to curb the presence of illicit drugs. The University of Western Sydney results are part of ongoing research into gay men's health. Other findings show that a lack of acceptance of gay lifestyles is also having an adverse effect.
It seems there's still work to be done in Africa for gay rights following the arrests of 2 Malawi men for marrying. Despite homosexuality being banned in the country, hundreds came to watch the couple hold a symbolic ceremony. They could face 14 years behind bars after being refused bail and are in court again this week. Professor Vincent Kondo from the University of Malawi says a review of gay marriage is in order.
This case serves as food for thought for the Malawi nation, maybe to review its penal code and try to harmonise some of these things.
The international outcry against Uganda's proposed anti-gay bill may be having an effect. According to Uganda's Minister of State for Investment, foreign investment in the country has already been affected. Aston Kajara says the government is considering putting pressure on the author of the private members' bill to withdraw it. If the bill is withdrawn, Christian groups are likely to protest vigorously.
Latin America has welcomed its first ever same-sex couple, with 2 Argentinian men legally tying the knot in their home country.
And briefly in other news, the federal trial beginning next week that will investigate whether California's same-sex marriage ban is discriminatory will be videotaped and uploaded to YouTube. The New Jersey Senate has rejected a bill aimed at legalising gay marriage in that state, and India's first LGBT pride shop has opened in Mumbai, selling items ranging from mugs and t-shirts to rainbow stickers and photo frames.
To QNN Sport, Carnival Day for Midsummer will see some of the world's best gay athletes appear who will be competing in this year's Gay Games.
Are there any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.